As you already know, we already have the malnutrition center, which means that inpatient center to treat the malnutrition since 2017. So when we went there just after the Boko Haram insurgency. Why we are saying that is this year we see the presenting increased number of patients within this last 2 months. So in the months of May and June, we see this big number, increased number of patients that are coming to our facility. And you know that the malnutrition is not really acute malnutrition, which is in Borno state is already a chronic situation of the malnutrition with the seasonal variation, with the lean season and thing. But still, we see a lot of these cases, as you already mentioned, that we already, the more than 2,000 children have been treated in our facility until now. And it's more than 50% of increase comparing to the last year at the same time as well. Most of the kids are coming with complication with malnutrition, which is mean that they are coming with the diarrhea, malaria, and pneumonia together with the underlying malnutrition.
And what's driving this increase this year in particular? I mean, we are talking about more than 50% compared to what you witnessed during the same period last year.
This malnutrition is, as I mentioned to you, it's a chronic and it's multi factors are causing this crisis. So mainly it's like a displacement, insecurity, poverty, a lack of access, and then low immunization. And also the underlying cause of this poor sanitation and hygiene condition in this area of Maiduguri. But what I'm thinking is that there's a big difference is last year, the Nigeria had the biggest outbreak of cholera. And then the vaccination of the Borno state is also pretty much lower than the other states. So this is also the one of the impacting factor that we are seeing that this big number of patients are coming to us together with the measles outbreak, which is happening also in the Borno state. So you know this are already this basic underlying things are already there, plus some the triggering factor like this disease outbreak and then the poor sanitation and the immunization are the one who is making us to see this worsening situation in this time.
Now, you mentioned that the patients present complications. Tell us more about the challenges that you are facing in terms of treating the children, and despite the challenges, what have you managed to achieve?
Yes. So as I already mentioned to you, we started seeing this big number of patients that are coming to our facility. So we have to increase our bed capacity from 120 beds to 200 beds. We still have to increase more than 200 because sometimes the patients are waiting to get admitted. So this is our challenges that we are facing to the team on ground. And then the second one is also some of we call it the ambulatory therapeutic center run by the other actors are being closed. It can be because of the lack of funding or relocation of the funding according to the priority. As you already know, these things are happening around the world. So these are also impacting to us for this increased number of patients that we are seeing here. The challenges in us, as you already know, there are a lot of challenges for sure because this is malnutrition is the one that we cannot do, MSF cannot do all by ourselves. So we also need the support and other skill about the things from the other our community and also from the government side as well.
Now, let's build on your last point in conclusion. What sort of action are you hoping for? I mean, you do acknowledge that a lot of problems are witnessed around the globe, but still, Nigeria, especially the Borno state, is in need of urgent assistance, as you point out as MSF. What can be done?
So the first one is we have to acknowledge that things are happening now. So this is the first one to be acknowledged by the different levels, which is from the government level, from the international and NGO and local NGO, and even from the community level. That's the first part. And the second one is after acknowledgement, the people have to come up, or the actors have to come up with the urgent skill of humanitarian response. So which meaning that why we have to act now? So because most of the time the lean season start in July, and August, August, September is most of the year. We have been there for 5 years and we already start seeing the increased number of patients for the last 2 months. So which means that if we don't act now, what will happen in the some of the thing we call it peak season, which is August and September. So we would like to call the other actors and then the other nutritional actor, especially also the WASH actor, to scale up their humanitarian response. That's the first part. And second part is also to increase the medically needed area, which is mainly like immunization and then the prevention of outbreaks and so on. So which can to reduce the situation to be worsening in the coming months.